Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do your athletes, your young athletes, ever suffer from overuse injuries? Maybe not even your athletes. Maybe if you're in a sport that you love or you've done the same exercise time and again, you suffer what's called an overuse injury. It's something that happens from repetitive movements, the same old thing, but there is help and there is a way to combat that. My guest is Dr. Andrew Gregory. He's Associate Professor of Orthopedics and Pediatrics at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. Dr. Gregory, so let's speak about our young athletes and overuse injuries. Explain a little bit about the difference between acute and overuse and what factors are usually responsible for these overuse injuries.
Okay, so an acute injury is an injury that occurs from a specific injury, like you roll your ankle or you fall and you hurt your wrist, or you're trying to make a tackle and you get your arm pulled back behind you, so they happen at a split second. Whereas an overuse injury is that happens over time. So a good example is a runner who develops a stress fracture from running many miles, or a child who develops irritation of the growth plate at their knee from playing basketball many days a week for several hours. So they're both injuries, but they occur differently. As far as risk factors for overuse injuries specifically, it's volume of activity. And so it's number of days per week, number of hours per day, how intense the activity is. So it really is repetition. And so we try to get some idea of how frequent the repetition is, what the intensity is, and what the duration is.
Now, so Dr. Gregory, in this day and age of pretty intense, you know, parents with their kids, their tennis players, their gymnasts, their, you know, soccer players, they train their kids, they work with their kids, they have their kids working with a trainer, and it's always the same stuff. And they don't seem to kind of get the cross-training thing is going to help all around. So speak about what's kind of going on in the world of youth sports today and how we can prevent these overuse injuries.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. The trend that we see is that with most sports now, you can play them year-round. So you have indoor soccer facilities and indoor baseball facilities. And so in parts of the country where you could only play these activities when the weather was nice, now you can do them anytime. So instead of just sports like gymnastics that were traditionally year-round or swimming, now you can basically do it with any sport. So I think the pattern we're seeing, there's a clear relation between not taking time off from your sport. And so a good rule of thumb is one month every 6 months to take some time off, or at least 2 months out of a year to take time off from your sport. And that's hard because, you know, there's pressures, you know, to compete if you're on a team and things like that. But if you look at, you know, athletes who are successful, professional athletes are a great example. When they aren't playing baseball, you know, they go play golf or something like that. So I think that idea of time off and then playing different sports that use different muscles, I think is a really important one, that you don't just do one thing all the time repetitively, that you really do mix things up.
So you're allowed to play a different sport in that time off. It's not complete time off from sports or activity.
That's absolutely right. We tell people to try to choose something that isn't similar to their sport. So not choosing two running sports or two jumping sports. But, you know, swimming is a great example. So having kids swim in the summer and not do their primary sport, I think, is a good thing. But riding a bike, you know, is oftentimes a great activity that doesn't use a lot of those muscles. You know, adults, it's easier to convince them to do things like elliptical and rowing and other forms of cross training. Weight training in general, I think, is a great thing regardless of your sport. Even for children, we know now that it's safe if it's supervised, if you're using smaller weights, and there's not a real risk of injury, with the exception of probably a single repetition maximum exercise. That all those activities that are different from your primary sport, I think, are good.
Well, and with kids, body weight exercises are just such a great way, besides with, you know, good old school stuff, Dr. Gregory, chin-ups and push-ups and lunges and, you know, different core muscles. And I like that you are suggesting something that's completely different from what they normally do. Now, if the case comes with a tennis player or a runner, you know, if you have a child that's a runner or you're a runner, and you notice you've got shin splints, you've got tendonitis, you've got, you know, plantar fasciitis, any of these kinds of overuse things, what is the treatment then for them?
Yeah, so what you've described, tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, shin splints, are all common overuse injuries in adults. In children, we tend to see a different pattern of injury, usually irritation of growth plates. So you may be familiar with the term Osgood-Schlatter, which is an irritation of the growth plate in the knee, which is a common one, or Sievers disease, which is an irritation of the growth plate in the heel, which are similar injuries to tendonitis, but actually in a different place. The approach to them is very similar to the approach to an overuse injury in an adult, in that we tend to back off of the volume of the activity. We use ice, just like we do in adults. We use ibuprofen or some anti-inflammatory, just like an adult. But then flexibility tends to be much more an issue in children than adults, in that with growing bones, their muscles and tendons get tight. And so specifically teaching them how to stretch and which muscles to stretch, I think, is incredibly important for these. Oftentimes, there's braces that can help. But most of the time, it's really concentrating on flexibility and then decreasing the volume of their sport.
You know, when we notice that with kids, too, and Sievers specifically, at the beginning of, like, soccer season, baseball season, yeah. You start to sort of see all the kids complaining about their feet and their heels, you know, and saying, oh, or the arches. And you can sort of see that that's kind of what's going on, and the stretching exercises really do help. What about ice? Are you an ice guy, or are you a heat guy?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Ice, to me, is very useful if you have something that's painful, to ice it after activity. Heat, I think, can be very helpful before activity to warm something up. But I think the old sort of adage of icing for a while, then heating for a while, then icing for a while, we know that that's probably not the best way to go about it, that ice is really good for swelling and pain, and that heat is better before an activity if you need to warm it up.
So heat is better for that stiffness and ice for the swelling. What about anti-inflammatories? Do they play a role here?
I think they do, similar to in adults, that there is some inflammation, particularly if there's swelling, that anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen can help with that. I do think we need to acknowledge that pain in these settings is probably a good warning sign, that if you're having pain in your knee or in your heel, that's telling you you're doing too much, and so that you do need to back off. And so we're not trying to mask pain with these medications, but we can use these medications if there is associated swelling.
And so in the last minute and a half, Dr. Gregory, your best advice for what you're seeing going on today as an orthopod, and you're seeing this, you work with kids and adults, about preventing these overuse injuries before they happen so we don't have to worry about the treatment.
Yeah, so I completely agree with you. Most of these overuse injuries are preventable, and I think if parents will take a look at the competition calendar ahead of time and decide, okay, this is when we can take some time off and plan that out. I think if they can look at the PE schedule and making sure that this kid isn't also having to run the mile in PE and then go run for their soccer team or some other team. So instead spending the PE time doing sort of non-impact stuff like weight training or riding a bike or something. And then taking a day off a week, I think, is important. You really rest from your sport. And then listen to pain. And if a kid has pain, that you don't push through it or try to play through it, that you get evaluated early.
That's the way to
think about these things before the season starts. It will definitely help with prevention.
It will help with prevention, and the no pain, no gain does not apply here. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.